What's up, you cowards? Welcome to Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Camaro, and we are talking to Kenan Thompson today. The Kenan Thompson. About masculinity, about fatherhood, you know what I'm saying? The industry of comedy, his experiences on SNL, which he is a 20-year vet on. Stay right there, because you ain't going to want to miss it.
A Victory Light. Light. A Victory Light.
What's up? You know what I'm saying? This is Victory Light. It's your boy, Kim Murray, the Human Direct Flap. Of course, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Liz Ortiz, La Matatana, the super bitch of New York City. You know what I'm saying? The number one. Radio Light, the Yap God, Rap God. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
He's outside. He's making content. Today, we got a very special guest in the house.
Yes, we do.
This is a comedy podcast, and we all very funny people. So we have one of the funniest people in the world pull up today.
Yes, we do.
It's Mr. Kenan Thompson, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your life,
man? Come on, man. Saturday Night Live. You know what I'm saying? Been on TV. Been doing this. Been making us laugh for years.
That's right.
I don't want to make you feel old because we're the same age, but we grew up on you.
Oh, we out here, bro. Like, I'm seeing the wisdom. It's coming in on the side. The wisdom coming in.
Yeah,
can't hide it.
Man. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you, man.
Like, oh man, it's my pleasure.
Honorary Dominican. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
100%.
He's one of ours. Yep.
Personality.
That's what we do. We just claim people that we like.
Well, as soon as I did David Ortiz the very first time, all of a sudden I heard from every Dominican I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
outside, every, like, yeah, a lot of, like, blue-collar cats just shouting us out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, very proud people. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
God bless. I feel the love.
You're very famous in the Dominican culture, for
That's
sure.
What's up. That's
you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. Yeah. You can run for president out there. You might could win.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I've been in DR, man. Like, I'll be president out there, make some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need that.
So,
yeah.
This is what Kenan is announcing his candidacy.
Yep.
I bridged that Haiti gap. What is that Haiti gap, by
it's,
the way?
Oh, it's pure racism.
It's racism.
Yeah.
I bridge all of that, bro.
Yeah, we need that.
One island, one love.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up strong.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. See,
he's already making the moves.
You okay? He's on the campaign.
We already endorsing him. That's all you need to know.
I love. There's good people on both sides.
Once you get in there, what's you like?
Oh,
man.
Okay, listen, man.
Yeah. You gotta listen to both sides of this situation. Come on now. This is not.
Speaking of a presidential mind, you know what I'm saying? We got things we want to talk to you about in the culture, you know what I'm saying, to get your take on. One of which is masculinity. Because we've been seeing this trend of grown-ass men, you know what I'm saying, wanting to 1v1 each other. Like, yo, let's race. Yeah. Like, recently it was Ashton Hall and I Show Speed. You know, Ashton Hall, the guy, the bowl in the face of the bowl.
Saratoga.
Water.
Yeah.
Super Jack.
Diesel Amphibian.
Remember Battletoads? Remember the game Battletoads?
No.
He's built like a Battletoad, bro. Like a diesel. Frog.
I want to see.
Diesel frog. He raced a fucking dog.
Yeah.
I remember Battle Beasts.
Yeah. So he's built
so
like
something
that.
Like that. You remember Rampage?
Yeah.
Like those.
This is a brolic ass motherfucker. So Speed, I Show Speed is a streamer.
Right.
Who he thought, oh, this dude is just like a kid, bro. Like, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this kid. And he got annihilated, bro. He got.
I Show Speed got annihilated.
No, Ashton Hall. The dude whose name Speed actually is fast.
He got speed.
Yeah.
It's not just an. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a name.
It's a name for a reason. Yeah.
Because what Ashton didn't know is that I Show Speed is freakishly athletic for no reason.
Oh, 100%. Constantly doing flips and shit.
Yeah. He's flipping over Ferraris.
No, but like, that's his worldwide appeal, right? He went to China and was flipping over shit.
Yeah.
Like, went to Australia and, like, he flips for people, so like they love it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You gotta be highly athletic. To do that kind of. I don't know why people like to challenge each other like that. Like Kevin Hart blew his whole shit out, right?
Just talk about that.
We was about to go right there, bro, because he's like, fam, if I had a friend that played in the NFL, I would not challenge him to anything athletic.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we just need the gentleman's bet? What happened to the gentleman's bit? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you really keeping up, you know you ain't keeping up with your shit like that.
Yeah.
Bust out racing after age 32. Yeah. You can't just come running out racing if you're not keeping up with your shit.
Yeah. Right.
That's what
you
I'm
really,
saying.
Really hurt yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Just running. And it's sad because that used to be such a gift. It used to be such an automatic thing. Just take off running.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take off running right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, over, you won't be walking for a week.
Yeah. That's a fucking fact.
If you don't keep up with your, yeah. So, I guess, I don't know. The point is keep up with your shit. But I don't need, like, what are they trying to prove? You win a race, ain't no, money on the line.
Yeah. Nothing will humble you like an injury, though. That's what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like,
bragging rights? That's it?
I think it's really what it is. As men, we feel invincible.
Remember the plane thing?
Yeah, I was just saying that. Like, it's like 85% of men think that, like, if the pilot died mid-flight, they could land the plane.
They could land the plane, yeah.
It's a willing denial, but at the same time, there was the dude in seat 11A that made it out of there. You know what I'm saying? Oh. He ended up jumping out, you know, at this, some kind of wave, he made it out of there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So a lot of us just think, if I get the chance, I'm gonna probably, you know, show up to the plate and I'm smacking a homer. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nothing.
I'm gonna shoot the gap.
You're not thinking you're gonna like hyperextend your foot or your knee when you touch first base trying to slow down. You don't even think about all of that. But that's exactly what I just did in front of a whole bunch of people. So like, keep up with your shit.
Have you hyperextended your knee trying to beat out a single?
I went to Kansas City because a lot of the Kansas City talent does a fundraiser for the hospital. So like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle, you know, Heidi Gardner from our show, and other folks, they all just like been doing this like fundraiser, you know what I'm saying? It's a weekend, so like they got a game, they visit the hospital, and then they do a giant fundraiser or whatever. Softball game, I'm like, I played softball, you know, I've done it before, like, ain't nothing.
It's Big Poppy.
Not thinking that it's been probably 25, you know what I'm saying, since I actually was rounding some bases. I ain't been rounding nobody's bases. Probably went to the batting cage or something, you know what I mean? So I hit the first one, and now you got to run. Cause
Now you got to run.
But, like, at the same time, you know, like, the little ankle issues lately, because I am 47 or whatever kind of shit, so I'm tiptoeing, but then I'm trying to beat the thing, and then at the same time, like, almost, and then it just was chaos. And then by the time I stepped on the bag, I'm slowing down. Yeah, I like hyperextending my shit. I'm like, oh damn, I just ran past my whole kneecap.
Yeah.
And now I'm limping for the rest of the day and week coming in. But you know, whatever, man, I'm back to it now. A little rehabbing, a little hamstring working out.
3 or 4 weeks? 3 or 4 weeks?
I'm back. I'm back.
You know I will say though.
Oh, it shout out to Sudeikis, by the way. He's another one of those Kansas City cats.
I will say, though, it's probably easy to make those mistakes as you because you say you're 47, but because I grew up with you, I in my head, we've been the same age.
I got that same problem, And, like, I look in the mirror, and I'm like,
it's like 35 jacks.
Yeah, I'm fine. I can get out and do 100 jumping jacks right now.
Yeah.
Not the case.
That's where it comes from, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do you have to prove? It's like, To me.
I mean, I guess we're just now getting to these times, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, really, like, no, you gotta really take care of yourself. You gotta really, and like, I always heard about like Jim Brown needing to warm up his legs before he can get out of bed type shit. And I'm like, well, that's for old people, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you 80, 90, and it's like, nah, bro, that shit kicks in at real, especially after 40, bro, like, it kicks in for real.
So, fam, I'm in the shower with the water on 98 degrees, touching my toes, doing this. Like I'm warming
up
to pitch.
Body up.
Yeah, like I'm warming up to run out the bullpen, bro. Like just to live.
Yeah.
Just to live.
Just to go outside and get in
my
car, bro.
It was never like that. You were growing up, especially as a boy, you were jumping off the walls for forever. You know what I mean? Like it's nothing.
Bro, I jumped over a fence that was this tall the other day and I was like, bro, you used to do this like.
So I understand people when they like get a gun put on them and they don't really believe it's a real thing happening to them. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a willing denial. Yeah, like.
I played Metal Gear Solid before, bro. I could just disarm you.
You gonna shoot me?
For real? And then you're like, oh shit, you really shot me, bro. That's crazy.
You really did that.
You ever been to
the doctor because you thought something was wrong and the doctor goes, nah, your shit is just like that now.
Yo. I told y'all this before.
There's nothing wrong. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's cold. What you mean? Like you a doctor, man, a medical doctor.
You're supposed to fix this.
They don't warn you that there's no fixing past a certain point. Yeah.
They be eating pretzels and shit.
Can I have something?
Yeah.
Bro, this is gonna help you for like today. But
today?
Yeah.
Give it this cortisone shot.
Yeah.
You can be good for
once it wears off, you're gonna need another one at some point.
Yeah.
But you're not never just gonna just be all right again.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
That is some cold truth.
It's cold, bro.
I'm sorry, you're never going to be all right again.
My
doctor told me that straight to my face. I was like, yo, I got a lot of pain in my right knee. He's like, yeah, we'll get some images taken. We'll see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, he's just like, it's arthritic. And I was like, okay, so
What now?
What? Yeah. So yeah. I get something scraped out, or
no, you don't understand.
He's like, no, that's yeah.
It just you're living with
stay
that.
Off it.
Yeah, stay yeah. off it.
I'm like, what? Stay off my leg, bro? Yeah. Like, yeah. don't, like, what? Don't walk around my house? Like, what do you mean?
Stay off it.
Stay off
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta do shit.
Are you talking about heroin on my leg, bro? Like, what are we talking about here? Man. Like,
what is it about, like, aging where, like, doctors just give a shit less and less about your feelings? Like, as a kid, they'd be
they
doing
the straight.
They'd be doing the vaccine, like,
boop. Yep.
Wow, okay, all done.
Everything wow. good. Wow, yeah. you're so good.
Yeah. And then when you're older, you're like, hey, you go. You might want to have to hit this for what I'm about to tell you, bro.
Oh shit, word.
You're not yet. Yeah. Hey, listen. So you
what is it?
So your balls.
It's yeah. over.
They gonna stay down there. They don't go back
yeah, yeah,
up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They just get. They keep
going further.
They gonna keep dropping. They might hit your knee eventually.
Listen.
So the skinny jeans, you have to put those away.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Zizmore, pass that mm-hmm. shit, man. Come on. Yo. Come on, chief in the blunt over yo. Here. Ridiculous.
Yo, but speaking of like people, you know, masculinity and guys got men trying to prove something for no reason. This fucked me all the way up. So I do the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast with Carmelo Anthony. Cat Williams was the guest.
Okay.
Oh, no, boy.
Cat. Yeah.
Cat was up there. I'll beat all you motherfuckers in basketball. I'll beat all you motherfuckers in a race. And I was just like, yeah, you're probably right. I know my limitations. Mm. You know what I mean? And then we brought up the video of him running at 40. And I was like, I'm defending you because I believe you. I coach youth football. There's kids on my team that are your size that run a sub 4:5:40. So I believe you, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I feel like you don't.
I feel like you don't. I'm not challenging you.
No,
I feel like you are.
I promise you I'm not.
I swear I'm
he
not.
He took it as a challenge. Yeah. Uh-huh. So now we don't wrap the show. The show right. is a wrap. Cat is chilling.
Uh-huh.
And Kaz, one of the other hosts, is like, I'll race you. Cause Cat won't let this go.
Oh God.
So now we're walking through like Red Hook, White People Beer Garden, mm-hmm. it's Carmelo Anthony, mm-hmm. it's me, mm-hmm. it's Cat Williams. Cat Williams is security, mm-hmm. and Kaz is like doing, hopping around and all this. And I'm like, my man, we're the same age.
Yeah.
This is not gonna, I got self-awareness, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not gonna end well for you. Bro, Cat Williams raced this man in an alleyway in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Twice. Because the first time he's like, y'all motherfuckers didn't tell me there was a pothole in this bitch right here.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, every time someone try to come prove something, y'all try to sabotage it. We running this motherfucker again. We running this motherfucker again. Y'all didn't tell me about this goddamn pothole right here.
Who won though?
Cat won, probably. So Cat won. I got the video on my phone. I'm gonna show you.
That won't stop till he does win.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the masculinity shit about it. It wasn't like, yo, we gonna race one time. Oh, there was a power.
Yeah, because I'm like, what are y'all winning?
Yeah.
A hamstring
also,
injury.
Like, y'all ain't got shit to do. Just running around in the alley and rail.
No,
bro.
You know, it's, I'll tell you what it is. Fodder for when you're losing an argument.
All right.
When you're losing an argument, you go, you still can't beat me in a race, though. Mm-hmm. You still can't beat me in a race. Let's hit the alley again.
Let's hit it right now.
Let's hit the alley again.
Come on, Kazim.
Let's hit the alley again.
Kazim.
Melo, get on the court now.
Look. You won. And then you leave there, and then you go back to your world, sitting in your office alone.
Yeah. You're like, all right, bro.
Yep.
Checking emails. You ain't getting calls from no, like, you ain't getting no wide receiver phone call.
Yeah.
We saw you beat Carmelo in the alley. We would love you to come down to our organization, try out.
Yeah.
If nothing.
Cat.
Nothing
you
happens.
Big from three.
Yeah. I think any of that.
A victory light. A victory light.
Speaking of big three, y'all saw Dwight?
And Lance going at it. Yo.
I love stuff like that.
That was.
One, this was always my issue with Shaq. Like, young Shaq used to whoop ass. Old Shaq was missing a lot of punches. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of
handling as much business as he should to be that big.
Mm.
Dwight, bro, you can't get this man down.
Mm-mm.
You towering over this dude.
Yeah.
Y'all just spinning each other around like the teacups, man. I'm like, my man,
yeah.
You are 7 feet Yo. Superman. Yeah. You got all kids, that, bro? Like, and y'all just, you tussling with this guy.
You tussling. You ever, like, you have a father, bro. You ever pick up your kids and do the thing where you spin them around and their legs come off the floor?
Yeah.
That's what they look like they was doing.
Yeah, straight up.
I was like, this is crazy. But this is the thing, though. The X factor is Lance Stevenson is from Brooklyn.
Bro. So they're all giants. Like, I get it. Like, it's not like he's fighting some dude that's 4 foot, 100 pounds. He's fighting another big guy, strong legs, all that shit. So, you know, he's sitting down on his weight. It's going to be hard for you to just throw him around if you're not ready to do that. Dwight Howard, who never fights.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all of a sudden, he tried to sun him. Like, he tried to give him the long arm, get out my face type shit. And it was like, that's not going to work every single time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And somebody's going to hook up.
At some point, somebody want to hook up a tussle. And then now you looking like, and then he fell on his back. Man, you the tallest one. Now you on your back.
Yeah. Yo, and the crazy shit is when you fall into a crowd of people.
Turtle shell.
It look crazy. You, know, you just
turtle.
Like. Yeah.
I don't mean to make fun, but like, it's not a good look, bro.
It's a terrible look.
It's not a good look because like, once it's out there, it's out there.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
forever.
If you're not ready for that, then like, why is you even trying to like disrespect people in some sort of like dismissive act? Like,
you know?
That's whole shit.
Hey, bro, don't duck the smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're asking for it, you know?
Don't duck the smoke. You know what I would love to see, speaking of smoke? I would love to see the unstoppable force that is IShowSpeed against the immovable object that is Cat Williams. That stream would never end.
They've got the numbers.
They listen.
They got them. They would have the numbers.
They've got the numbers.
They would have the numbers. Sure.
Yo.
Yeah.
But on the same masculinity tip, we talked about this before. There was a woman who left a date because her date rode a mechanical bull multiple times. Then our very own over there put something else in
I'm sorry, our very own
put something else in the runner show that was a dude at a hibachi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do, like, they throw stuff in your mouth and they do all that kind of stuff? This dude was getting the double hibachi bukkake.
The double sake.
The double sake bomb. And he was just like,
And the chef, you know how the chef played too much.
Yeah.
He was over his head like this.
Yeah. And he was just going like this.
It's rough.
And then when he finishes, he gulps it all down. He hits one of these. Like, yeah.
I think it was the air that really like
hit over the top.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the end of our date.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna do it every time.
I'm gonna do it every time. You don't care.
I don't care.
You don't care.
That's real masculinity.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, if you just that confident in your masculinity, you be taking double sakes like that.
Double sakes. Double
and then
sake.
Just go back to dinner, taking the double sake, bro.
Like nothing happened.
Yeah, like nothing.
Just look at your girl straight in the eyes, like yeah.
It's like Jackie Chan in the
confidence.
Fishnets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's you could wear and do what you want when nobody could beat your ass.
That's confidence, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, please.
I don't want no trouble.
That's it.
Yesterday was Sunday. It was Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Saying? Father's Day. Shout happy out. Father's Day.
Thank you. I've been with Father's Day too.
Thank you, man.
And I got ready. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
How much time did you actually spend with your kids?
Like 6-7 hours.
It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you do a gift exchange with them?
Yeah.
Where they give you the things that they made that are very poorly made, and you act like they're very tremendous things.
They were tremendous things, actually. My girls are getting big, so like their cards are getting so much better. Like
homemade
cards. Yeah, their homemade cards are very sweet, and it's just very touching to receive from your children anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's like, not that you give to want to get back kind of shit, but like, we so used to giving all the time that we just don't expect it. Even when it's Christmas and like, but I just don't expect it. You know what I'm saying? So when they have thought of me, it's touching, you know? And like, watching them express themselves on their little cards is very sweet.
Yeah. Oh man, see this, cause you're just writing messages.
Yeah.
Mine is just like, dear dad, whatever the cards say,
you
love.
Love.
Yeah.
Me.
You know, done. My kids are 5 and 7, so they be, you know, the school be making them do stuff for Father's Day.
Like, this is a teacher's handwriting, bro.
Yeah.
And there was, they had, you know, like the turkey? Where they put the hand and then you like draw around the hand or you color around the hand. It was like a blank head. And it was a perfect circle.
And so it drew your face?
So it already looked like me. Because it was a circular dome, bro. And then Godric drew me. And, like, I don't shave my head very often. I just have a hat on because, like, whatever. But I ain't got no hairline.
He drew the little tiny hairs.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
On the sides of my head.
He did this to you?
Yes.
He did the point position? Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They are quite observant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't necessarily express it all the time. So when you see what they've been observing, it's like, oh, that's how you see me?
Oh, where?
My daughter drew me with horns one time. I'm like, yo,
what?
That's how you see me out here?
Yeah, because you the goat. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, I'm always on some old, like, you know, sit up straight, like, you know, use your napkin, use your fork. Like, I'm very, like, on the discipline side of things a lot of the time. So, like,
home training,
that's
how
she drew me with horns, bro.
She's like, you be telling me to sit down too much, daddy.
All of that. All of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get the snacks that I want. I can't do it. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. We got to look out for your best interest.
Yeah. Come
best
on.
Interest doesn't ring true till you have your own kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't heard nothing your parents said up until that point.
Yeah. Bro, that is such a fact. Wow. I live that thing. I live that every day. I
100%.
Mean, I'm sure you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, child. Yeah. As a child. As a child.
Child out here. You know what we talk about.
My kid's card made me emotional because all it said, like it said, the best thing about my dad is, and then it has like the colon, and and Godric just wrote, he takes care of me.
That's so cute.
And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I'm like fighting back. It's the masculinity thing. That's what it is. I'm like,
yo, hit me with the two sakis.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if anything can make you cry, it should be your children.
Yeah,
it should be
like that episode of The Sopranos when his daughter got married and he cried because he got. He couldn't watch them drive off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a touch and date.
It's a touch and date.
Stressful, man. He coming out of jail. Yeah. He finally got a pass, and then he was trying to see his wife, his little daughter, just drive off with his wife and his other kid, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And no, the feds want to come and interrupt.
Yeah.
Like, and take him back to jail. Not just like they just interrupt him being dicks. He got to go to jail now.
Yeah.
Like, he broke down.
Yeah, man, listen.
Get it.
The gift exchange thing is serious, man, because, like, I don't give to receive either, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm at the stage where, you know, like, kids are very honest, like you said. So, you know, I'm getting stuff, and I'm trying to be as honest with them as they are with me.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, you know, my two older boys, they 14 and 12. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, all right, man, like, you could put a little more effort into this.
No, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your sister's 8, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna let her slide, you know what I mean? But You got ball hairs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you should be doing a little more
thoughtful.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You know? Yeah, my 9-year-old wrote me a letter with ChatGPT.
Oh my mama, bro.
Like, at the same time, are you supposed to, like, applaud the fact that they can do that type shit? You know, like, what do you do? That's such a, like, polarizing thing.
I'm torn.
I'll tell you what you do.
Like, do you give them iPads and phones? Like, you don't want them left behind? You know what I mean? All that?
I'll tell you what you do. Return them.
I tried, bro. I was like, yo, get back up here. Get back up here.
You're like, ah, come here. Come here.
Tough, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because he was thinking about you.
He was. It was a letter to death.
That's just his reality, man. Everything is done, you know, in a different kind of way these days. You know what I mean? And it's like, are you smart for not using the tools available? Like, if you're building a house, are you smarter for just doing it the hammer and nails, or are you smarter using a drill? You know, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Type shit, so.
Hey, I used to work with a nice lady, Miss Champion, who used to say, work smarter, not harder. Mm.
You know what I mean? So, like, that.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at him, or can you? Like, be like, yo, my man, these aren't your words. This is a computer's words. He's like, yeah, but I told the computer what to say.
And he said it.
Yeah.
It just sounds very verbose.
In a long format. That I ain't got the time to be doing anyway, because I don't feel all that shit. As a matter of fact, fuck you, Dad.
You see? We got to the bottom of it.
We went too far. Yep. Exactly. I knew it was something.
It was something here. All right, talk to my phone and talk to you.
Right.
You bitch-ass motherfucker. I'm like, wow.
Okay,
wow.
So let it all out.
Wow, okay.
Happy Father's Day.
It'll happen at the hibachi spot.
Yeah.
Well, you got the double sake, Pop.
I never looked at you
on.
Yeah.
I knew.
Yep.
I knew.
I got no respect for this man.
Yeah.
Until I see him race Cat Williams
and lose.
Twice.
Yeah.
That was but twice.
It's like, I'll never forget. You tucked your elbows into your hips. I ain't never seen you do that before, Pop. So, why would you do that? Why would you do that in front of us?
Man, it was comfortable.
Dad, you said clock it. Yeah. Like, what did we.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, speaking of clocking it and machine learning, I don't know if you knew this, but the Twitter's native machine learning software, Grok, responds in AAVE if you talk to it in AAVE. So it'll it'll like respond like how it
feels. Like, yo, Grok, what's good, bro?
That's crazy.
It's like, yo, what's up,
it'll be
my
like,
guy?
Ain't none, champ. Like, it'll say shit like that.
What is AAV? Is that like Ebonics?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's the way.
African American vernacular.
Ebonics vernacular.
African American vernacular English.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel about that? How y'all feeling about that? Feel good about that?
I mean, it's one of the best.
I don't let nobody non-black talk to me like that.
Not even the computer.
It's hard for me to accept it. And I understand, like, there's a lot of people that have grown up with black people and done this and that and the other. However, the actual reality of when you go outside versus when I go outside is not going to be the same, because nobody knows who you grew up around.
Yeah. I can't go, yep.
You know, we're not looking at backstory. Everybody's looking at face value, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, your cover of your book makes people react this way. My cover makes people react, certain people, whatever kind of shit. You know what I mean? And that can't be negotiated. It can't be talked. It can't be discussed. It just is a fact. You know what I'm saying?
So
when you start like going off the rails as far as like, first of all, I don't even overly speak in slang necessarily anyway. You know what I'm saying? I always speak pretty proper English, you know, a lot of the time, because I'm an adult. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
out here to be, number one, I'm on a mission, you know, for other generations behind me. So, like, I don't have time to just be giving in to, you know, certain, like, predisposed,
whatever's
like,
cool
ideologies of, you know, who they think I am based on how I'm dressed kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I hear, I'm like, yo, you trying to mock? Like, you know, what you trying to say? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't talk like that with everybody else.
That's what I'm saying.
You wasn't talking to him like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Exactly. It's like when you get in the cab and they change the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to see.
I'm cool with what you was,
What's that about?
Put KTU back on.
Right.
Like, that was fire. I fuck with Lil Susie. I like Take Me in Your Arms.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's that about?
Speaking of that.
That's so true.
That's a great entry point into this.
I'm so sorry. Wait. I'm so sorry. Does anybody get a pass? Can you name a single person that gets a pass?
You have a pass. Like, I'm not the end all be all. It's just how you speak to me and how I take it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
But how I react to it in the moment, I can't really say that I'm going to just be assigning passes to anybody necessarily, because it's just how it makes me feel.
Yeah. I ask because I feel like Paul Wall could get away with it.
Paul Wall? That's crazy.
I feel like Paul Wall is like that for real, bro. I feel like him and Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks?
I know all of these guys that are like that.
Eminem
is like that. You know, like, there's a lot of cats that like have grown up in and out, you know, inside the culture, out next to the culture, whatever it is.
Adjacent, whatever, you know.
Put all of that aside, and you go in front of the police, and I go in front of the police.
Yeah.
That part.
And that's just kind of where it ends for me.
In a vacuum.
Like, basically. As a stranger on stranger, you know what I mean? Just individuals, like, no, like, oh, you're Eminem, you're cool. Like, I know, like, no. Face value. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's going on in this world, basically? Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't just the police. Travel and see how they start to treat you. You know what I'm saying? Or see what kind of, like, every time I travel lately, I'm like, so where's the hip-hop club? You know what I'm saying? They be like, nah, we don't really have one. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, they play some oldies at some of the spots or whatever, but it's not just like a hip-hop night. I'm like, is that right?
Interesting.
You ever get this one?
Several cities now.
You ever get this one? Like, being out on tour or whatever, out in the United States, you ask for where the hip-hop is at, and they're like, I don't know if you want to go down to that
Exactly.
Part of town.
Yeah, all of that. Right.
Yeah.
To that part of town.
Bro, you know?
And I'm like, I do. I'm from that part of town.
Right. 100%.
That's where we at.
That's where I feel comfortable.
I'm very good there.
I'm extremely good there.
I know what to do, who to look for.
Yeah.
And probably the most dangerous people is probably the first person I'm talking
to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's you, motherfucker.
Good word.
And it's also two different dangers. It's like, you might be scared of something that to us it's normal, you know?
Very, very normal.
I was gonna say that at the end of that, when you separate the two of, like, yo, what happens when the police stop you?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when the performance stops.
Right.
It's like, once real life happens, and it's like, all right, I could take this costume off. Right. Now, actually, sir, I'm a good guy. I'm just with them because.
Yeah, listen. I know you heard me sound like that, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Because
my dad's
systemic.
My dad's Andrew Cuomo.
Systemic is bigger than stereotypes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just way, way deeper and more layered. So when it comes to it, all them stereotypes get wiped out to the corner, and it's just like, oh no, you've definitely been placed in a certain place. Mm. That's like nothing really to be played with. Where I find like any sort of like dismissal of that reality when you talk about somebody approaching me like speaking slang, like you just like are that as well.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, nah, I don't dismiss the reality like that. I'm sorry, just for the sake of like. I'm not gonna judge you, but I don't love it. So that means I'm probably not gonna spend a whole lot of time around you.
Right, period.
Because it's like, whatever this is, like, it's tougher for me, basically. I would much rather you, like, just nerd it out and straighten up, you know what I mean?
More so than, like, trying to be that.
Yeah, man.
Like, I'm very lazy. Yeah. It's hard to be, like, do personas and do, like, pick it up and drop it and do all this. I'm like, let me just be Meryl because I'm washed and I got arthritis in my knee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't be doing all of that.
No time to play.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, because that's a very good entry point into this, like, SNL, you are performing jokes that are written for you. Have you ever had a situation where you've been like, hey, man, like...
Like, yeah, it's not your place to be writing this or, like, for me type situation or something like
that. Yeah, but they're very aware of that. They're more PC than I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, even so that they are aware of the tiptoe zones, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they always be, like, approaching me with, like, hey, is this kind of out of bounds or, like, do you feel a certain way? Like, blah, 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 blah. As far as, like... their intention and how things might be perceived kind of things. But a lot of their intentions really be pure and, like, only to mock something that's already happening as opposed to, like, making up things to mock about people that they've observed. And like, we're not the first to try to, like, mock something necessarily.
Right.
We're only, like, reactive kind of thing.
And, yeah.
You know, it's a weekly kind of thing, so it's not nightly. So, like, the whole week will build up, and if there's a topic, then it's been discussed on all the different late night shows and stuff like that. And then by the time we do it, if we even do it, because those other shows have done it type shit, it'll be a much more like, well, obviously this is what's happening as opposed to us like making up shit and like putting shit on people. Like it happens every now and again, but that's usually not the approach basically.
Like, you think that comes with like just the culture of the show? Is it because you are so...
I think it's just generational. Like, I mean, it's the culture of the show, but also, like, the culture of the show has been behind the scenes, like, especially since probably the Will Ferrell days, like, everybody bows down to the show kind of thing. You know what I mean? Everybody is, like, paying homage to, you know, the legends and, the you know, there's a lot of appreciation to be there kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know, in most people's minds, as opposed to, like, any sort of, like, cockiness or, like, you know, expectation, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all still, like, fighting to get shit on constantly, you know what I'm saying? And it's no personal beefs, because it's not... I mean, there is, but, like, as far as... The main objective is to get shit on the show,
right?
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, like, pull anybody else down that's doing well, you know what I mean? It's just, like, they get... You know, you can complain about it, but it's, like, until you come with something that's resonating with the people the way they are kind of shit, you don't really have nothing to say kind of shit.
So you got
to
bring that. You got
to
bring
your shit as opposed to, like, whining. You know what I mean? Like, whining is always going to show you the exit quick, more so than actually showing and proving. So while you're showing and proving and things aren't going well, then, yeah, you can, like, voice your opinion. Like, I feel like I could have deserved a little more effort on, you know, getting that one thing on. But the generations of it now, like... You know, everybody's so young, like, it's just very conscious generations, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's pretty much aware of the disrespect lines, if you will.
Yeah.
On a lot of different topics.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of the, like, disrespect lines, like, you famously have refused to play black women, and you just advocate for the inclusion of actual black women.
And, yeah, because it had gotten to a point where they weren't hiring, or they hadn't hired any for a while, and I was just like... You know, it feels like y'all could be putting more effort in that direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like you had to be Kenan Thompson to sort of even say that? Because I know, like, that industry is very, you know, it's very cutthroat. It's very, like, you could get booted for saying the wrong thing to the wrong person, like, even just pissing somebody off. Right. You know what I mean? Pissing off the wrong person, you out of a job. Yeah. So do you feel like your advocacy, like, you have to be... a Keaton Thompson
to put your neck out like that,
yeah, and be like, hey, like, I'm not doing this. You know what I mean? And
I mean,
because that's how you end up the longest running
kind of
cast member, like, right? Yeah.
You have to be someone who's like putting in work for the show at the same time. You can't just be somebody that's hitting, like, that's missing a lot. You know what I'm saying? And then being like, also on top of the fact that I'm missing a lot, I'm going to also set a thing where I'm not going to do something else that y'all think I might do well, that might be a good thing for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if there has to be a balance. It's like, all right, well, that area where you used to serve as a show is no longer like a thing that you want to do, but you're continuing to be a large representation of the other good things, you know, going in and out of the show kind of thing. That's a balance. But if it's just like, you know, complaining or late or like, you know, this, that, and the other, and being lame when it counts. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, nah, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
You can't put up a brick every show, bro, and be like, oh, by the way. Like,
by the way, my ride home, I'm not supposed to pay half, or y'all got that whole thing. It's like,
just
go home.
Yeah, and then come back.
Just stay there. Yeah,
yeah, you can't be Tony Snell making demands. Like, it's just not.
So, like,
zero points off the bench.
I don't know how much tenure you need to be able to voice, but like, if you are going to voice your opinion against, you know, something that they were excited for you to do, then you need to be offsetting that, you know, with other ways to excite, you know what I mean, or whatever, or service the show that you're working on. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you are still an employee at the same time.
So. Like, bringing value to the, like, the more value you bring to something, the more say you have, basically. Like, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, at the same time, you never really know. You know what I mean? Like, if that whole, like, somebody wants to, like, rear their ugly oppression head, you can't really, you know, do anything about that necessarily, except for hopefully having people come vouch for your character, you know, which is why professionalism is very important, because at some point you might need other people's voices, you know what I mean, to help you, like, clear a miscommunication, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But at the same time, I don't think you should ever, like, if you feel strongly about it, mute that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think you should always be able to, like, express yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm. A victory light. A victory light.